an outpouring of support for Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and his bid for a third presidential term. Thousands of supporters cheered Lula as he held his first campaign rally in Brazil's largest city, São Paulo, at the same place where thousands of Brazilians defied the military regime back in 1984, demanding democratic elections.
I'm here to support Lula, but especially Brazil's democracy, which is at risk. President Jair Bolsonaro has been casting doubts on our voting system, preparing his followers to cry out fraud if he's defeated.
Polls show left-wing Lula is ahead of his far-right adversary, President Jair Bolsonaro, who is running for a second term in October's election.
Se prepare, Bolsonaro. Se prepare.
Be prepared, Bolsonaro. Brazilian voters will kick you out of the presidency. You can say that if you lose, you'll not hand over the presidential sash, because the people will make sure you do.
While Lula portrays himself as a champion of democracy, Bolsonaro supporters have turned the election into a battle between good and evil. The president defends traditional family values, and his wife, an evangelical Christian, says her husband was chosen by God.
Ele é escolhido de Deus. Ele é escolhido de Deus.
Eu, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
I defend a secular state. The state should have no religion. Churches should preach about faith, not politics. Nor should they defend candidates and false prophets.
But one-third of Brazil's population is struggling to put food on the table. Brazil's may be Latin America's largest economy, but years of recession, followed by the COVID-19 pandemic and the war in Ukraine, have put the country back on the United Nations hunger map. And fixing the economy is dominating the national debate more than any other issue. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera.